Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Business Morning. Today, we've got a fascinating topic to discuss. Ken Griffin's financial companies, Citadel and Citadel Securities, have extended their summer internship invites to just 0.4% of applicants.
Wow, that is so cool. So just to make sure I understand correctly, out of 108,000 applicants, only around 432 were accepted. That seems incredibly exclusive.
Exactly. That's a record low acceptance rate even for firms known for their rigorous recruitment processes. The numbers have increased by 20% compared to last year, making the competition fiercer than ever.
I see. So the companies are really pushing the envelope in terms of exclusivity. What's interesting is that this trend isn't just limited to Citadel. Goldman Sachs also reported record low acceptance rates last year.
Right, it's becoming clear that the entire Wall Street career path is getting more competitive. Even campus finance clubs are adopting more cutthroat entrance processes. Let's talk about the universities these interns come from.
Yeah, the interns hail from 80 different schools worldwide. I wonder which universities are the top contributors. Citadel must be really strategic in their outreach efforts.
They definitely are. According to Matt Mitro, their campus recruiter, there's been an exponential increase in application volume. They've been focusing on being more present on college campuses, even having senior leaders visit and engage with students.
That's a smart move. When you think about it, students are more likely to apply if they feel connected to the company. Griffin himself has been visiting top universities like Stanford, Cambridge, and Oxford.
Absolutely, and it's not just about visibility. They've also introduced new programs like the Trading Invitational and the Macro Central Bank Challenge to engage students early on.
Opus 4, that's an interesting name for a program. I wonder how it works. From what I understand, it's a fast-track program that allows college juniors to become associates in just a year and a half.
Yes, and their competitors are also stepping up their game. Ballyasny has started a stock pitch competition aimed at sophomores to identify potential interns and future employees.
Right, it's clear that the battle for top talent is intensifying. Now, let's shift focus to how these interns are evaluated. Mitro mentioned that there are weekly check-ins and multiple checkpoints throughout the program.
That's right. The evaluation process is designed to be as transparent as possible. By the end of the summer, every intern should have a clear understanding of their performance and whether they're in line for a return offer.
And I'm guessing the decision to extend a full-time offer is a team effort. They don't just rely on one manager's opinion.
Exactly. It's a collaborative process involving multiple leaders, including Ken Griffin and Peng Zhao themselves. The execs have also stated they don't anticipate changing their return offer rate, even in an uncertain market.
So, they are in a strong position to offer jobs to the best of the best. That must be a huge advantage for them in terms of attracting top talent.
It definitely is. And it's not just about having the best talent, it's also about creating a pipeline that ensures a steady flow of skilled professionals into the industry.
That's a great point. It's interesting to see how companies like Citadel are shaping the future of finance through their internship programs. It's a win-win for both the firms and the interns.
Yes, and it's a trend that's only going to continue. As more students are drawn to the financial sector, the competition for these coveted internships will only get more intense.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's segment. If you've enjoyed our conversation on the ultra-competitive world of finance internships, be sure to tune in tomorrow for more insights into the UK business landscape.
Stay informed, stay ahead. Goodbye, Lewis.
Goodbye, Alice.